In this bulletin, 11 Australians unaccounted for following the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island. Authorities brace for dangerous fire conditions in New South Wales. And the World Anti-Doping Agency bans Russia from all major sporting events for 4 years. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says up to three of the five people confirmed dead following the eruption on White Island could be Australians. New Zealand authorities say there were 47 people in two tour groups on the island at the time of the blast. Five people are confirmed dead and 31 are injured, while as many as eight are still unaccounted for. Mr. Morrison says 13 of the 24 Australians on the island at the time are among those receiving treatment in hospital.
With 11 Australians unaccounted for, three of those are feared to be amongst the five that have already been identified as deceased. This is a very, very hard day for a lot of Australian families whose loved ones have been caught up in this terrible, terrible tragedy.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has confirmed tourists from the United States, the UK, China and Malaysia were also among those on White Island. Ms. Ardern says a number of aerial flights have been undertaken over the volcano since the eruption and no signs of life have been found. She's praised the bravery of the helicopter pilots involved in the island's evacuation.
They were able to pick up, to bring back to the mainland those who were on the island, many of which obviously are critically ill. Those individuals have then been located across New Zealand in burns units across the country. And so that accounts for the 31 that we've said are in hospital at this time.
Extra resources are in place in New South Wales as the state braces for dangerous bushfire conditions. There are more than 80 fires burning across the state, with more than 2,000 firefighters in the field. The Bureau of Meteorology says severe heatwave conditions will bring temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius to many areas of the state. Nine regions are under total fire bans, including Greater Sydney, the Greater Hunter, and the Illawarra Shoalhaven district. Meanwhile, 12 bushfires continue to burn across Victoria, with evacuation warnings still in place in the state's East Gippsland region. Authorities are warning the heatwave in New South Wales, combined with smoke pollution, will put stress on vulnerable people in the coming days. Dr. Richard Broome from New South Wales Health says the haze may cause breathing issues for those with heart or lung conditions. He says smoke pollution across the state has led to an increase in the number of people presenting to emergency departments with asthma and breathing problems.
Last week we saw around about 1,140 people compared to a normal 900 for that week in previous years. So that shows that these conditions are having an effect on people's health, and I think emphasises why it is important to take them seriously. And if you are someone who has an existing heart or lung condition, avoid physical activity as much as you can when there's any smoke in the air and try and stay indoors.
In sport, Australia has backed the decision of the World Anti-Doping Agency to ban Russia from competing in major international sporting events for 4 years. It comes after Russian anti-doping agency officials were found to have tampered with laboratory data. Australia, as Oceania's representative on WADA's executive committee, voted to support the sanctions. Chair of the WADA Compliance Review Committee, Jonathan Taylor, says the decision means Russia will be banned from the 2020 Games in Tokyo, the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, and the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar.
There are a number of important events in the next 4 years, and it's not just events in the next 4 years. It's any event that comes up for bidding in the next 4 years. And it's not that they must do everything possible not to grant those events to Russia. It is that they must not grant those events to Russia.
Russian athletes who qualify for the Olympics and can prove they aren't implicated in the doping scandal will be allowed to compete under a neutral flag. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 26. Melbourne, cloudy and 19. Hobart, possible early shower, 21. Canberra, hot and smoky, 38. Wollongong, smoke haze, becoming windy, 33. Sydney, similar conditions, 36. Newcastle, hot and smoke haze, 38. Brisbane, early smoke haze, then mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.